Let's take some lessons from the surah. Allah started by telling us the story of the prophets. He said, كذلك نقص عليك من أنباء ما قد سلف. Indeed, نقص عليك. We have told you, Muhammad, we have narrated to you من أنباء ما قد سلف. The stories, the anecdote of those people who came before you. لقد آتيناك من لدنا ذكرا. And we have given you the ذكر. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ Idris. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ Remember in our record this prophet and that prophet. Allah was giving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam account of those people. Some of them lived 1,000 years before he came. And Allah preserved their history. Every right-thinking person would think, okay, if some people were lived in the past and Allah preserved their history and Allah wants me to be like them, will my own history be preserved? Right-thinking people are always forward-thinking, are always thinking about the future, are always investing. They want their mission to last forever. They want to live forever if possible. That's why Nabiullah Ibrahim, like we said before, when he was supplicating, he said, Oh Allah, make me among those who would establish salah. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي And make this, let this abide by my children. And my grandchildren and my generation. Don't be that person who only wants good for himself and is not preparing anything for the hereafter. So Allah told the Prophet, وَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ مِنْ لَدُنَّا ذِكْرًا We have given you, Muhammad, dhikr here can be translated as Quran, or we have given you your own mention too, that your name will continue to be heralded till the end of time. The same way he said in that surah, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَآتَيْنَاكَ مِنْ لَدُنَّا ذِكْرًا From us, we have granted you that your mentioning, you will be celebrated forever. Your mention is exalted all over the world. You will not be surprised if everywhere you go, to will say, Sallu ala Nabi al-Kareem, or mention the Prophet, everybody says, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Allah says, وَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ مِنْ لَدُنَّا ذِكْرًا From us, as a gift from us, we have given you that mention. And that mention is the Quran. I don't want to go too deep, but if you check the Quran, mostly you see that the Quran is a conversation between Allah and the Prophet. Oh, ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن عليك Oh, you. عليك القرآن لتشقى. Newton, let me just slow down a bit so that we can take your recitation if you still let me know if you still want to recite. I should just continue the explanation I'm making. Whichever one is okay for you, let me know. We encourage you to recite, you know, like that, to benefit also. But in Surah Kahf, he said, "Ala abdihi," to his servant. He is using the third person singular. But in Surah Al-Tutah, he said, Manzala alayka, O you Muhammad. You see, like, it's all about the Prophet. The Quran then says, inshallah. Okay? On Monday, inshallah, get ready. And we'll take your recitation on Monday, bi-idhnillah. It says, Man a'aradu anhu. Whoever goes against the dhikr you're mentioning, celebrating you, or your book, the Quran, فَإِنَّهُ يَحْمِلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وِزْرًا. Such a person will carry a heavy burden on the day of Qiyamah. La ilaha illallah. The day of Qiyamah is going to be so busy that everyone will have, will be in trouble. Now imagine on the day of Qiyamah, you have to pull a tanker, a truck. Allah says, other than whatever the person has committed, whoever goes against Yawm al-Qiyam will carry a heavy burden. These days, if you want to take a flight, you want to travel, maybe to Colorado or something, you're looking for the very light weight. Because when it's too heavy, it's a problem. But Allah is saying, on the day of Qiyamah, such a person will carry a burden. Khalidina fiha. The person will abide forever in hellfire. وَسَأَلَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حِمْلًا. And that weight, that burden of sin and trouble that he will carry will be the worst for him on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ. The day that it was going to be blown into the trumpet. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقًا. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. زُرْقًا is one of the colors that was mentioned in the Quran. Colors in the Quran. Inshallah. Allah mentioned many colors in the Quran. Among them is white. Among them is black. Among them is yellow. Among them is green. And among them is blue. So if blue is your favorite color, congratulations, your color is mentioned in the Quran. وَنَحْشُرُهُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And on the day of Qiyamah, we are going to gather Al-Mujrimeen, the criminals, those people who have committed huge sins. Zurqa, their eyes will be blue. When you say your eyes is blue in Arab means it will be full of horror and anguish. Yatakhafatun. Yatakhafatun bainahum illa bistum illa ashra. They will be murmuring among themselves. So we thought the dunya will be the end of it. Wow. So the dunya, illa bisum illa ashra. It looks like all the days that we spend in this world, it's just like we spent 10 days. Ah, compared to this qiyamah, yawm al-qiyamah, we're going to be here forever. Like the reality would dawn upon them. Like, wow, if we had known that the world was that short, we would have worshipped Allah. Allah says, "Nahnu a'lamu bima yaqulun." We know they will say this. We already told them. We know it's going to come to this. You know, it's like you're telling someone who already pre-warned you and told you, don't go that route. If you go that route, there's a rabbit hole. You're not going to come out successful. And you came back, maybe accidentally, with bandages all over your face, and said, I told you. The pain that you'll be going through will be double. Why? Because you are in pain of your pain, and you are in pain now that someone is like spiting you. He's telling you, and I told you before. So, emotional pain and physical pain. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ. نحن عالم بما يقولون إذ يقول أمثالهم. The wisest of them will say, إلا بسم إلا يوما. Who told you we spent 10 days in the world? It was just like one day. Allahu Akbar. Look at the law of relativity. ويسألونك إنك عن الجبال. They're going to ask you. Because, you know, the unbelievers, when they look at the power of Allah, they think it's like the power of the greatest person among them. Say, if you are saying that the day of Qiyamah will come, Allah will destroy the earth, يسألونك عن الجبال. What are these huge mountains? The people of Mecca that Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to, they were people who were not used to traveling a lot. They were restricted to that region, except a few of them that traveled to Sham, that Syria, Damascus, Palestine, and maybe a few people who reached Egypt. It was hard for them to reach places like China, like Africa, like Cocoa Africa, maybe West Africa, South Africa, Asia, the Americas. Nobody among the Arabs ever got to those places. Nobody. Yeah. So the greatest thing that they would see and they can relate to are the mountains. And if you've ever been to Hajj, I know some of us here have been to Hajj. If you see those mountains, they are huge. If you stand beside the mountain, you look like a speckle of dirt beside a huge hill. So the unbelievers will ask the Prophet, if you are saying that Allah is going to, this earth will disappear, what of these mountains? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ They're going to ask you about the jibal. قُلْ O Muhammad, tell them, يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفَى نَسْفَى Allah how do we say this? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ He will blast them to dust. We are not saying he's going to break them down into smaller rocks. We are not saying he's going to break them down into small stones. We are not saying he's going to make them grind them into sand. He's going to blast them into dust that you can blow like this. Allahu Akbar. وَيَذَرُهَا And that place that you're looking at, where the mountains are standing, it will become qa'an safsafa. It will become like a plain land, like mountains never existed there. Allahu Akbar. La tara fiha 'iwajan wa la 'amta. You would not find, if you look at the shape of mountains, you will not find any ups and downs, troughs and curves and bend and twist. Those of you who did some geography, or I know there's someone here in the group who knows, you can give me all those technical words. I don't know them. All those beautiful formations, like it will be reduced to like a plain ground. Allahu Akbar Kabira. The Kilimanjaros, the Everests, the this and that. You will just look at them like a plain ground, like a desert. This is too much for the Arabs, for the unbelievers to understand. They say the Mount of Tihama, the Jabal Tur, the Jabal of that, the mountain of that. Say, no, Allah is saying, no. It looks like you are getting it wrong. These things, they will what? They will disappear. It's like they will disappear. You wake up one morning and everything is like a plain ground. Allah says, Yawma even, that day, يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ فلا تسمعوا إلا همسا. Not only that, everyone in the Qa'atul Qiyamah, nobody will be able to speak in a loud voice. The Sa'atul Qiyamah, where you have billions of people, if a pin drops, you will hear it. Allah says, خَشَعَتْ الْأَصْوَاتِ All the voices will go down for Allah. لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَفَلَا تَسْمَعُوا إِلَّا هَمْسَى The only thing you will hear is murmuring, like people talking under their breath. sound like that. Imagine having a meal. If you get to an occasion, for example, you are supposed to attend a wedding, a big wedding. You know, when there is an occasion, it should be loud. And you enter the hall, and you didn't hear anything. Everyone was there seated. I want you to imagine it. And there was no sound. If you enter, you want to run out. Like, is this like a wedding ceremony or a funeral? So the day of Qiyamah, everything will be silent. Silence. And that's why they say silence of the graveyard. It means terror. It means horror. It's going to be horrible. People are going to be terrified. It's real. One of the things that can quickly destroy a human being is fear. The power of fear. Something that you cannot imagine. Something that you cannot fathom. You know, like, it's not, well, it is not at that stage. Allah has not even started the judgment. It's like you're entering into a courtroom. The fear of what will we come out with today? Imma ila janna wa imma ila nar. That fear is real. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to make us stand before Him an account. How will you do it? What will you tell Allah? Wa huwa alam bikum. He knows. What excuse do you want to give to Allah that you didn't make your salah? Tell me, you were blind? You didn't have your senses? You were sick? Tell me. Nobody will have excuse on the day of Qiyamah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and bless this congregation, to forgive our sins, and to be with us. Join us every weekday, and we mean Monday to Friday, around this time, 8 a.m., MDT, like 3 p.m. WAT, that's West African time. It's easy. If you can follow the video on our YouTube, Facebook, follow it in the live stream. And inshallah, as we say, we encourage people to recite with us as we grow. We want to grow together, and we are serious and we are very genuine about it. If you're benefiting from this program, share with other people. And let's spread the good work. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.